Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that is...
Sorry, thank you. That is a lot to take in and quite complex. That's about the third time I've heard that now in the last 24 hours, and it's just starting to go into my head. So if people are thinking, what the heck's that mean, you're not alone, which is why I felt that we can't be making firm decisions based on this at such short notice, I think. A, because there's still work ongoing, and B, because it's a heck of a lot to process and take in. And I think it's only right and proper that we discuss it as much as we can, and then we go forward. But obviously, getting that number down is going to have a fundamental effect on the kind of housing allocations, which is why I'm suggesting we don't make firm decisions today on things, that we are remain flexible. Who wants to talk to it, though, that item? Councillor Bray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I would like to talk to this. First of all, I welcome the fact that we're drawing breath and looking at the figure more closely, and we have the opportunity to do that. It's no secret that I would like to see the figure lower. It's no secret that most of us here know that 597 is wrong, and I think it will be difficult for any councillor with any integrity to vote for a figure they know to be wrong, surely. There are a number of issues. I wasn't surprised to see that the other councils didn't support us. After all, we're taking a 63% uplift. They're not required to do anything like that. Colchester are taking just 13. But, Mr. Chairman, this news is welcome. I am, however, concerned that the description of the meeting I attended as being described as a workshop, it came across to me more as a regurgitation of the document we'd already seen with the use of slides. And I apologise for saying that, but it is the way it came across to me. I genuinely believe, Mr. Chairman, that we have an absolute duty to the people of tendering to get this right. I keep being told if we don't hurry up, we'll lose control. We don't have control. If this is what we have to expect from devolution, being told to make a local plan, then being told what we're allowed to put in it, it doesn't bode well for devolution at all. We need to get the number right. The number is the single biggest and most important thing in there. If the number's right, we will probably have less areas that we need to fill up with houses. Surely that's the right thing to do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all
Thank
I want to say.
Councillor Bray. I don't know why you bring devolution to it. It's nothing to do with devolution. I don't think that's a good example. The point Mr. Naylor was making, the member of the public who spoke just now, and I don't agree with a lot of what he said, but I do agree fundamentally with the principle that we are in danger of getting bogged down, getting obsessing over housing numbers and the big housing allocations, and they are extremely important, and we've got to get it right. Our residents won't forgive us if we don't, but we do need to make sure that we're not obsessing 100% of our time on the local plan, just on that very, very narrow part of the local plan, because the local plan is about far more than that. So I think we've got an opportunity here. This is excellent news. I agree with you, Councillor Bray. This is good news, and it's going in the right direction. I'm going to move a motion in a second to try and take this forward and come back to either the next scheduled meeting in January or else... I'll take a second. Or else to, as I said previously, to a special meeting, an extraordinary meeting, whatever you want to call it, to be held, which would be held at short notice, if it's appropriate to do that and practical to do that. Otherwise, we'll try and get this back to the next scheduled meeting in January with more information and a more definitive answer and recommendation from officers, because there's no point us just simply saying, well, we don't agree with the numbers and going with a lower number if that's then going to get kicked out by a planning inspector and then the whole plan gets overturned. We've seen other authorities, it's happened to other authorities, on some minor technicality, they lose their whole plan at public inquiry. We don't want to be in that situation. As much as we want to have a lower housing number, it has got to be credible, and it's got to have the backing of all the major players. So we're working towards that, which I think is good. Right, Tom, I'll come to you in a second, Joy.
Thank you, Chair. a couple of points about that is it does, you know, it's welcome to an extent, but what are we welcoming is the question. I mean, it says it may be lower than 597 and they don't think it's going to be higher. I mean, on its own, I appreciate there's probably not a lot that they can kind of pin down, but the point is, in isolation, what we're being told is effectively meaningless in itself. So it's the jury is out as to how useful that is. The workshop that was talked about, I think that was a very, very good presentation. I would describe it as a presentation. It was a little bit painful and like pulling teeth in the way that it was presented. It's not criticism of the person presenting it. I think he did a very, very good job. But, I mean, I was kind of hoping that some of that might have been covered with these slides, although, to be honest, that's hard to do quickly because it went on for a great amount of time to explain it, and it was explained very well. But, I mean, there was a kind of a base number and then a variation to that and an adjustment to that for an unknown figure and then 20% added on that. And it kind of went on like this. So every time you thought you got to a number and you thought, well, I could just about almost see some credibility in that, but I don't really quite agree with it, then it'd go up again, and then it'd happen again and again and again. And these are based upon not the the sort of thoughts of the author. It's not a criticism of the author in any way. These are based upon sort of government guidelines and statistics and ONS figures, which have to be adjusted because the previous projection was wrong, and therefore it's almost a sort of viewed as if the projection must have been right, so that there must be an error they need to correct. And it kind of goes on like this. I shan't talk any more about that, but that was kind of the gist as I saw it. To justify this 479 and indeed the 597 beyond that. So I'm concerned about the figures still. And beyond all of this, even if we came up with a number and we come back in January and we hear some more details and some more things have been looked at and we come up with another number and it's got more evidence to support it, the concern I have is that I believe there's another piece of work going on at the moment across the housing market assessment area to look at the detail, which is across Braintree, Colchester, Tendring, etc., Chelmsford. And I seem to remember that piece of work could result in it going up again. So even if we pin down a number out of this piece of work, what's to say that that other piece of work, which I'm aware of, couldn't result in that going up? Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Howard. Councillor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've kind of roughly agreed that 8,000 is a number, and I know that you don't like obsessing about numbers. Why can't we get on and just sort those where they're going to go first, and perhaps use the last local plan that went through 60 councillors of the previous council on the 26th of November 2013? Why can't we just make a start point there and work the two numbers and everything and take care of the other 2,000 another time? And the second question I'd like to ask is, and can I ask the consultant what groups you're finding, like the special needs groups, special people of special groups in society, what databases are you using for that? Or what group information are you using?
Thank you, Councillor Broderick. I'll ask you to respond.
My suspicion is it's probably something that we can deal with technically. The baseline data from this is the Office of National Statistics population data. It doesn't know about the level of detail and intricacy I think you're talking about. There is a separate bit of work which is nearing completion that deals with the tenure mix and the profile of the population and houses that are needed. That's called the affordable OAN. That, I think, is the other bit of work which is being talked about and is nearly finished. The answer to your question, I think, is in that second document. But I can clarify it with you outside here.
Councillor Broderick, come back.
Just quickly, sorry. You're also mentioning about sheltered housing for retired people that move from, say, a bungalow into a sheltered accommodation. You're assuming, from it appears, could be wrong, that people who retire here, say, and who are actively retired and then get to a stage where they need to go into a home, they move, in my experience, to where their children are. They don't stay here, so it's kind of a swapsy thing. So I don't know if you're taking that into account in your calculations.
Thank you, Councillor Broderick.
Yeah, I think the document you're talking about is the part two document. It's the affordable housing needs figure. That has a bearing on our work, but unfortunately the detail you need a bloke by the name of Simon Drummond Hay, not me. But we can sort that out later. But yeah.